Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It's Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you're with us and going to share some nuggets of encouragement this Friday to help you get ready to have a great weekend. I saw this great quote by James, I believe it's actually Dr. I can't really pronounce his last name, D. Nicolantonio. I apologize that I'm butchering that, but he said, "Your terrible job is the dream of the unemployed. Your house is the dream of the homeless. Your smile is the dream of the depressed. Your health is the dream of the ill. Don't let difficult times make you forget your blessings." And I'm sure you're like me, as I've watched people trying to recover from the devastating flood in eastern Kentucky. It just, it's been amazing to put my life back priority. So thankful for my house. So thankful, you know, people lost their jobs because places got destroyed. Seeing people had health challenges, even go to extreme levels with, you know, the stress of everything that's going on. And so I think there's just such wisdom in that quote by him. Your terrible job is the dream of the unemployed. Your house is the dream of the homeless. Your smile is the dream of the depressed. Your health is the dream of the ill. Don't let your difficult times make you forget your blessings. And one of the things that I have noticed that, you know, there could be 10 things going on in my life, and 8 of them could be good. But you know what I let the enemy allow me to focus on? The 2 that aren't going well. Oh, he is the great deceiver. There's one of my friends who say he's sneaky. But friends, be careful about letting the enemy make you focus on what's not going well instead of praising God and thanking him for the things that are going well. I've shared this with you. I was doing this a lot during COVID, and but I've still been doing this now. I'm not sure when I exactly started, but first thing I do when I roll out of bed in the morning is just get on my knees and thank God for 5 things. It could be just that I'm able to get out of bed. It could be thankful for the coffee I'm getting ready to drink, that I have eyes that I can read in my quiet time. I've got clean drinking water. Thank you for some meetings that I have. Even sometimes there may be some that I know may be really challenging. Just thankful in God that you're going to show up. You're going to be there. Thank you for my car to drive. Thank you for clothes to wear. Thank you for family that loves me. Thank you for friends. Thank you for Jesus. My goodness. I'm embarrassed to tell you that I don't hardly include that in my 5. I feel like that's kind of a given, but you know, one day I was just on my knees and trying to be thankful and grateful and set a tone for the day in my heart, my mind, especially when I'm tired and I'm guilty of wanting to complain and whine. But one day I got on a roll, and I know I did at least 5, and I just kept going. And then finally I just kind of felt like Holy Spirit's like, how about Jesus? Why don't we be thankful for Jesus? And I was like, yes, thank you for Jesus. And friends, it's just a better way to live. And on Fridays, when we start doing that, when we have that attitude of gratitude, it is a game changer. And friends, as followers of Jesus, man, we have the hope of heaven. And we have the hope of knowing that God is, he's with us, and that this is all temporary. And yet, I know it's tough when you're in the situations here, but I want to, sometimes we have to kind of keep things of an eternal perspective. And yet, I know that's hard when you're suffering and challenging, and I don't like to hear it, but unfortunately, I know sometimes I do need to say it as a minister and as a pastor, trying to share God's word and hope and faith. And I just know that, you know, we can know that God's with us. He's going to help us. And I just have to be thankful that one day there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more pain, as it talks about in Revelation. Pastor Mike McClure says, "I'm strong because I've been weak. I'm fearless because I've been afraid. I'm wise because I've been foolish." Is that good? Woo! I have to repeat that. I'm strong because I've been weak. I'm fearless because I've been afraid. I'm wise because I've been foolish. And I can relate to all 3 of those by Pastor Mike McClure. friends, I know that when I look back, when situations come up now that I've had to deal with in the past, and I got in fear, I didn't handle them well, I'm able to say, God, you got me through that before, and that's why I was able to encourage these people up in Eastern Kentucky that I got through the flood. And yes, unfortunately, down the road, I did have to file bankruptcy and lost my home, business, and marriage. But you know what? God still restored, and he's provided another home and another. I mean, it led me to ministry and new friends and family and been to places that I never dreamed I would be able to go and be a part of. And so thankful I'm going to get to go to the Holy Land in September. Just what a blessing on my bucket list. And God just provided a miraculous way. So just be reminded today when something comes up, you know what? I've been strong because I've been weak. I'm fearless because I've been afraid. I'm wise because I've been foolish. And that's great, friends. All three of those were negatives, but they can become positives. Instead of being weak, you can be strong because you can know you've made it through a challenging season before. I've been afraid, but, you know, I'm not. I used to be afraid of tornadoes because I lived in Louisville in 1974 when that bad one hit. I think it was April 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. And those sirens going on, those from the fire department's warning about a tornado warning, and they hit all around us, very close to our subdivision, but thankfully no damage there. And my dad was gone working already in Somerset at a new job he had took. And for years, I mean probably 20 years, even after I got in adulthood, I would get nervous when even a tornado watch would happen because I'd go back to that fear as a child. But now I'm just like, Lord, I know that you're going to protect me and that you're with me and I don't have to be afraid. And you've got me through all these other tornadoes, and yet my heart hurts for people when like the ones hit in Western Kentucky this past year because I remember what it was like in Louisville back in 1974. I know a lot of times we're like, you know, what are healing words that I can say to someone who's hurting? And I know we all want to be just compassionate. We want to help others. Sometimes we're like, I just don't know what to say. And I want to share some wisdom from Mike Foster, a pastor out in California that I really like following on Instagram. He says, you know, people just want to ask quite often, what should I say to someone when they are hurting? And he just gives us six simple things, and maybe these will help you. Number one, I'm not going to give up on you. And the way I actually, to be honest with my version of that, Greg Horn version, I love Mike Foster's, I won't give up on you. But I just tell people quite often, hey, I believe in you. I believe in you. I know right now you're like, I don't know how this is going to work out. But I believe in Jesus, in you, and I believe in you, the person. And I know I've had people do that to me in my life, that I believe in you. I believe the situation's going to get better. Just stay the course. Trust the process. Stay close to Jesus. And it's given me hope. And if somebody listening today, you need to know that God believes in you and he wants to help you. But as a friend, you could do that to somebody and just let them know, you know, hey, I'm not going to give up on you. Or when somebody's really hurting, you just say, you know, I'm so glad that you're my friend. I'm so glad you're my friend. Sometimes you're going through a tough season. You feel like, man, I'm not a really good friend. But you know what? Good friendships, there's always different seasons of give and take. And just tell somebody to, hey, you know, I'm so glad you're my friend. A third thing to say when someone's hurting is, I don't know what to say, but I'm here for you. And I think that's one of the reasons, and that's why I'm bringing this up today on Food for Thought Friday, is that sometimes we just don't know what to say. And so we just avoid it. And the enemy loves that. And then people are like, man, does anybody care? And I think a phone call is great and just say, hey, I was thinking about you. I just want to call and check on you. How are you doing? But we don't make the phone call because we're like, I don't know what to say. And you don't have to say anything. You just have to say, you know, just how are you doing? And just be a great listener. And then just say, hey, I'm really sorry, man. That's really, really tough. And, man, I'm going to be praying for you on that. And then maybe ask, can you pray for them? You don't have to have the answer. Sometimes the greatest healing for somebody, just for somebody to listen and be able to process it. I'm one of those people, I process things by verbalizing them. And I know a lot of other people are like that too. Fourth thing to say that could be healing words to someone they are hurting, by Mike Foster, a pastor in California. I am so sorry that you're hurting right now. I'm so sorry that you're hurting right now. And when somebody empathizes with us when they're hurting, it means the world, doesn't it? I've talked about this before, but, you know, I've done a lot of funerals as a pastor, and when somebody lost a mom or dad, I mean, I definitely sympathized. But when I helped do part of my dad's own funeral in 2016, now I know, like, what that pain's at. So it went from sympathizing to empathizing. I always had sympathy, but now I have empathy. And there's a big difference, friends. And sometimes, you know, but even when we can relate, everybody's situation with a loss or a season of hurting could be different. So I've tried to also learn and not say, I know exactly how you feel. I just say, you know, I can relate a little bit quite often how you feel, because when I lost my dad, you know, he was one of my best friends and my go-to person to talk to about things. And so just saying that simply, I'm so sorry you're hurting right now, but I would be careful about saying, you know, I can relate exactly how you feel. I know how you feel. Because a lot of times, friends, we don't. Every situation's different, and we think we do, and we mean well. But I would just coach you on that to just say, I'm sorry that you're hurting. And if you do have a similar experience, say, I can relate a little bit. Maybe just say that part if you want to try to say that you can relate. This is something, man. We live in a culture we're in such a hurry. Oh, my goodness. This microwave society, Insta Credit, Amazon, UPS. Let's get it ordered, delivered the next day. Culture, society. But I love this wisdom from Mike Foster on healing words to say to someone who is hurting today. Take as much time as you need. Take as much time as you need if somebody's sharing something with you. And, you know, sometimes you may not be able to call somebody. You may only have 5 minutes. So just text them or tell them up front. If you call them, to say, hey, I've just got a few minutes. You know, I'm getting ready to go into a meeting here in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, but I did just want to call and say, hey, I'm thinking about you, and how are you doing? And I think a big thing, too, is to leave a voicemail. I know a lot of times I don't like leaving voicemails, but I'm trying to do it. I know there's been times when people have left me a message of encouragement, a voicemail of encouragement, and I've saved it, and I've gone back and listened to it several times over the next 6 months. And then once that healing season's over, I delete those. But you know, when you tell somebody, just take as much time as you need, whether they're sharing or maybe it's to heal. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, there comes a point where we have to move forward. But, man, we need to take our time. I think sometimes one of our challenges, or a lot of times, is people aren't allowed to grieve in a healthy way. We're just supposed to get over losses quickly, not just of loved ones by physical death, but, you know, family members. But, I mean, a job, a home, you know, people's pets that are like family. You know, there's just, we have losses in life and seasons in. Kids graduate in that season. I know, you know, my mom talks about missing seeing some of my nieces and nephews, being able to see them play sports, and they're, because they graduated from high school and aren't playing in college anymore, or just things like that. And last but not least, so simple, but a healing word to say to someone who's hurting, I love you. Those three simple words are so powerful, friends. Let the people you know that are hurting know that you love them. I appreciate you listening. I want to remind you, follower Jesus, that you're loved and you're blessed. I'm Greg Horn. Remember, there's always hope because of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today. To make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.